721, Senator Dale Fowler. Dale, how have you been?
I'm very well, Tom. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. For November, good. I guess I'm good. Hey, you know, this is something you've talked about, and you and I have been with since the beginning, Southern Illinois Made. You're unveiling it today, but in a new way.
Absolutely. As you know, Tom, and you're a lot of help on this initiative, that's for sure. But over 3 years ago, came up with the idea that I just really wanted to showcase the incredible products and destinations that we have here in Southern Illinois. And as I was traveling around Southern Illinois and visiting with a lot of these manufacturing plants and businesses, and it's just absolutely phenomenal what's actually made and manufactured in Southern Illinois, and of course our destinations. And a lot of these products are shipped worldwide. So in 2018, we launched our first Southern Illinois Made Expo at the City of Marion Pavilion, and we had about 130 vendors and destinations that were there. We had a little over 2,000 people that came through the doors. 2019, they exploded to 165 vendors and destinations. We had over 3,500 people that came in to see these incredible products and for these companies to have an opportunity to network with each other. And, of course, the caveat, as you well know, the first 2 years we raised enough money to send an entire flight of our veterans, honor flights of Southern Illinois, sponsored an entire flight. So, unfortunately, and it was off to an even bigger start this year. It was incredible. The companies that were registering early to get started for the 2020 Southern Illinois Made Expo, but obviously, since we got slammed with COVID-19, we had to cancel the event. So we decided we wanted to keep the momentum going. And, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, our local businesses need our support more than ever. So yesterday, we had our virtual Eat, Shop, and Play Safely Southern Illinois Made initiative, which is showcasing. We're doing a video series. We've gone around. We've been doing this for several months, and we launched it yesterday. Crown Brew Coffee Company was the first one that went live. Compact International is going live later this week. So we've been going around, traveling around to these companies. Instead of them coming to one location at the pavilion, we're actually going to them. And it's done. It's extremely professional. And it's a lot of fun to be able to showcase and keep the momentum going. And people can see these on the SIMade.org website, as well as our Facebook page, Southern Illinois Made Expo Facebook page. So we're going to be doing two videos per week for as long as we have them. And we already have enough in the pipeline for several months, and we're going to continue showcasing these companies. And I'm proud to, you know, to announce that, you know, in partnership with the Southern Illinois Chambers of Commerce and area businesses is how we're able to do this. Could not do this without the support of the Southern Illinois Chambers of Commerce. So we just want to keep the momentum going of the Southern Illinois Made initiative. And it's a lot of fun. I hope it's going to be very rewarding.
All right. You used the word momentum twice in the last 2 minutes. Were you worried that if you didn't plan an event, something of as a stopgap measure, that you wouldn't be able to continue and create that and keep that momentum? If you didn't do it this year, there wouldn't be a next?
Well, you know, you never know. But, you know, when you have momentum, you can't let it cease. And so you have to find a way to keep pushing forward. In a way, we keep and when I met with my team, my comm staff, and our member services team and our outreach team and everybody that had, and the chambers of commerce, of course, everybody that played a vital role in the creation and the success of the Southern Illinois Made Expo, we didn't want to see this cease. So we said, you know, let's go virtual. And we have that opportunity. So we had our press conference yesterday, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And so I just want everyone, you know, so yeah, you know, you're always afraid that if you stop something, it's going to be hard to restart it. So, you know, we wanted to keep that going, and it's incredible. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I'm just so proud that we're able to keep it going. And again, the chambers have been great, and these companies have been great, and they're hopefully going to reap the benefits from it.
All right, does the House need to return to Springfield to address COVID and the budget? The governor saying yesterday it's time to start looking at cuts. Is it time to return to Springfield, Senator?
Absolutely. COVID has certainly had an impact on our budget. That's something we knew was going to happen, and this was never close to, you know, it was never close to being a balanced budget. And we would be in Springfield right now, this week, in our first week of veto session, with our second week in December, and those have both been canceled. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen in January. They're going to be swearing in a new General Assembly in January. We don't know how that's going to look, how they're going to be able to do it safely. Obviously, Speaker Madigan, he was very hesitant. You know, we had a shortened spring session, as you well know. He didn't want us in a state capitol. He didn't want to take any risks. That was an extremely shortened session. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got some tough decisions to make. And, we have to, we need to get in the state capitol. And we can do this safely. As you all know, in the spring, they had the House of Representatives and the Bank of Springfield Center. And then they had us, in the Senate, we were in the capitol, and they only brought us in a few at a time to vote. So there's ways to get this done. But what we have to do is we all need to come to the table and have a bipartisan conversation that looks at a wide range of solutions to put Illinois on a better path moving forward.
Of course, even the one of the published reports used the phrase, the governor pleading with Wall Street to not drop Illinois to junk bond status, while at the same time reading this report over the weekend about how Illinois spending. And each year it's like, yeah, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep spending $4 billion. They were projecting through 2026, $4 billion. Actually, 2026, $4.2 billion. And they were going to keep spending that over the budget every year, according to this report. And my first thought is, how can you we come out? We're saying 4 years from now, we're still going to be violating the Constitution of the state of Illinois.
Right. It's our constitutional obligation to have a balanced budget. This budget was, it relied on short-term borrowing, and it relied on the graduated tax structure to pass, the graduated income tax structure to pass, which we all know it failed, and also relied on, federal stimulus, which hasn't come to fruition yet. So that's the reason why, they called it a balanced budget, but it was just too many
variables.
Variables that were in the equation that has not come to fruition. So, we can't continue to just keep kicking the can down the road. And what we have to do, we have to come together, as I mentioned, in a bipartisan manner. We all have to have a voice in this, and we have to do what we have to do for a better path going forward. And that's the only solution for everyone to have a role in this. And we can't do that by just, not being in the state capitol. So, this is going to, we can't continue to keep kicking the can down the road. We have tough decisions to make. Some of our agencies are working on extremely limited staff. You hear me talk about all the time our incredible state parks and all the incredible work that's been going on to enhancing and revitalizing that have been left behind because of the budget impasse and because of not overseeing the operations like they should and not the investment going into these parks. Our tourism's at an all-time high. There's more people camping than ever before. There's more people boating, fishing. I think you saw when you had the director of the Department of Natural Resources, Colleen Callahan on, she talked about that there was 80,000 more fishing licenses sold this year than the previous year. So we have incredible momentum, but we have to make the tough decisions, and we have to spend our money wisely, and we have to We don't need to be cutting our education. I mean, we don't need to be cutting our economic development initiatives as well as, we have to continue operating our agencies so we can keep our momentum and our budget and our state moving forward.
Question for the senator just came in via the text line this morning. Any update on the progress of the census and the potential new map?
Obviously that's going to be coming up. That's another reason why we need to get to Springfield, so this won't be behind closed door operation. The census, we are going to lose, unfortunately, as we have throughout the last few years. We're going to lose more population. We're probably going to lose, it looks like we're going to lose probably one congressional seat. The remapping is going to be coming forward. We hope to be able to have a seat at that table so that it's done fairly and properly. But that's going to be extremely hot topic for the next 2 years as they can start working toward the remapping of the district. So, you're going to see our districts probably increase in size. The 59th district that I represent, as you well know, is one of the largest, if not the largest, geographic district in the entire state of Illinois, with 13 counties. And we all have approximately 215,000 constituents in a senatorial district. We expect that geographic map to increase But that's okay. We're going to do what we can. I have a large district. I've traveled my district. I'm all over the place, and I'll do whatever it takes. If my district needs to increase, then so be it.
COVID, you and I spent a lot of time talking about this when they were introducing the mobile sites into Southern Illinois. Since then, we've seen a lot of changes. Looking this morning, Heron Hospital 24, Carbondale Memorial Hospital 25, with three waiting. We see these numbers pick up. What's to be done? Should we go to Springfield if nothing else for this? Because, you've heard mayors and other individuals and elected officials saying we don't have the tools to enforce any of the mandates that the governor literally says, you have blood on your hands. It's your fault. All right. And the law enforcement mayors are going, what are we supposed to do? Steve Fortini, almost to the minute yesterday, said there's kind of nebulous type of ideas that are presented and they want it to be enforced. We have a problem here.
Right. And that is a problem. And the number one thing everyone can do is everyone's talking about is stay home if you can, wear the mask, keep your hands washed, social distance. I think we all have to do our part to keep everyone safe. Just two short months ago, we were talking about, the fact that we're so fortunate that we're living in a rural area, that we live in a rural area here in Southern Illinois where we're spread out and we're not being affected. Well, we all know someone that by now we've all known someone that's had it, that does have it, or is quarantined because of it. We're losing people, and it's just this very terrible situation. There's hope on the horizon here, a vaccine that's hopefully coming soon. It's very, very encouraging. But the main thing we can do is, we don't want to see our local economy hindered. We want to keep that momentum going. And that's why, such as the Southern Illinois Made Expo, Tom, we're getting ready to get on the holidays. Thanksgiving's coming up. Everyone wants to get together, be together, rightfully so. They should. This is family time. This is what the holidays are all about. Just ask everyone to take the precautions necessary and look out for themselves, look out for their family, look out for their neighbors, and support our local businesses. They need us more now than ever. They've always needed us. We talk all the time how important it is to shop local, shop Southern Illinois, and, support our local businesses, support our economy. We support the men and women behind these products and services, and, that's why it's so important to everybody be safe, but by the same token, Shop what you can locally. Go in the stores. Get out. Don't socialize. Just take the initiatives that you do, and just look out for each other. Because I pray each and every day that we can get through these holidays safely. The families can get through them safely and enjoy each other. But by the same token, we have a lot of work to do. And yes, we need to get to the state capitol. We need to do it safely, and we need to get in and start making the hard decisions on what we have to do moving forward. And I'm so proud of everyone that's, going out and getting tested. This is how we find out if you need to quarantine yourself or you need to isolate yourself to keep everyone safe. So, we're going to get through this. We're tough. Southern Illinois is incredible. We have incredible people, and we have people that really care about each other and want to support each other. And we just have to keep fighting this fight, and we're going to get through it. We're going to look back on this one day, and we're going to learn from it. We're going to be better from it. And, this is, trying times these next few months. But I'm optimistic that this spring that vaccine is going to be out. And I'm so ready, like everyone else, to get this behind us so we can improve our economy. We have so much going on in Southern Illinois. As you well know, we talk about the economic development initiatives that are going on. We have so much in the horizon to be proud of.